acclaimed Cuban-born jazz pianist and composer Roberto Fonseca, a rising star on the international music scene, is celebrating the release of his new CD, Yo, on the Concord Jazz label, touring the U.S. and making a rare stop in New Orleans. He joins us now by phone from the West Coast. Roberto, welcome to Inside the Arts, and congratulations on your new release.
Oh, thank you.
Tell me, what does the word yo mean?
Yo mean me or I. That's an expression. We try to say that I'm share my music with the public, all the people that listen to my music. That's why I use the word yo, because it's completely me what I'm trying to do.
What was the inspiration for your new work?
I mean, the inspiration was my Afro-Cuban roots, because in this CD, we want to make a bridge between Afro-Cuban music and African music. I was exploring new sounds. I was trying to make a good balance between the vintage sounds with the modern sounds. That's why I use electronic instruments and acoustic instruments. And sometimes I'm using the electronic, like a DJ's sounds too.
You incorporate many musical genres in your work. How do you describe it?
Well, for me, it's a really amazing experience. Because working with a lot of different musicians now, we're working with a lot of different sounds makers, that for me is a great experience. Because like that, I will develop my music. The music keeps fresh. That's why I really like this kind of thing.
Now, you chose to record this one in Paris?
We decided to record in Paris because it was easier. Because if we want to have an special sound or a special instrument, there is easier to find people from Africa or from everywhere. You know.
Were you born into a musical family?
My mom was a dancer. Now she's a choir singer. My father was a drummer when he was a kid. And I have two brothers, Jesus and Emilio. They are a piano player and a drum player. I have a cousin, musician, and I have uncle, musician too.
Yeah. What was your first musical instrument?
Well, my first musical instrument was the drum. At age of 4, I was trying to play drums, but then I switched on age of 8 years old when I joined the classical music school in Cuba. My intention was to be a piano player.
What was it about the piano that you found attractive?
My parents, they told me that the piano is the most complete instrument, and you can play drums on the piano too. You can play harmonies, rhythms. For me, it was really interesting.
What was your first musical job?
The first time was in the school. I was the drummer of that band. We was playing the song of the Beatles. It was like a Ringo Starr, you know. It was really funny, you know.
You guys thought you were the Beatles, did you say?
Yeah, it was Beatles, yeah.
And when did your big break come professionally?
The big break was when I started to play with Buena Vista Social Club.
And this was under the direction of Ibrahim Ferrer?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was with the group of Ibrahim Ferrer.
Yeah.
It was a really amazing experience for me.
What would you say is your musical mission?
I'm trying to bring peace. These days, there are a lot of confusion in this world, you know. There's many, many wrong things. We are trying to bring the peace and the smile on the face of the people. That's our mission. Yeah.
Peace and a smile.
Yes.
What can New Orleanians look forward to in your concert performance?
They will see a really crazy group of musicians, because we really give our best on the show. We want people to enjoy the music. Sometimes we get crazy, but in a good way, you know. So it's going to be a lot of passion, because, I mean, we are really deep into the music. It's like a movie, you know. We introduce the Afro-Cuban ambient, and then with that bass, with that ambient, we will develop some stories, like the Latin jazz, and then sometimes we're going to be a bolero thing, and then sometimes we're going to be Afro-blues too. But I'm a crazy guy, I'm really romantic guy that's trying to share the music with the people.
That's beautiful. I can hardly wait.
Thank you.
Roberto, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Acclaimed Cuban jazz pianist and composer Roberto Fonseca will perform in New Orleans in a free jazz journey concert presented by the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, Tuesday, October 1st at the House of Blues, 225 Decatur Street, 8 p.m. The New Orleans band Los Pobrecitos opens. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO. I'm Diane Mack.